Dreams. In a rare moment of inactivity, the dog rested his head on his front paws. The thick logging chain weighed heavily across his body as he pulled his back legs from beneath the oppressive steel. He was too depleted to keep up the heavy pacing, too thirsty to pant, too hungry to lift his nose to the air in search of food. On the infrequent occasion he caught the scent of prey, the links of rusted metal kept his skeletal form from achieving his goal. He was slated to remain in perpetual starvation and dehydration, yet he could not die. His eyelids droop, and though his feral mind urged him to remain vigilant, told him he was in constant danger, sleep had its way with him anyway. With sleep came relief. In the waking state, his mind knew only bloodlust and revenge, his body hunger and thirst, and his heart pain and sorrow. In slumber, his consciousness freed itself from the falsely implanted bonds, and he revisited a life once known, only to lose the beloved memories upon reawakening. The ultimate cruelty. In the dream, he searched for a woman. It couldn't be just any woman. According to the prophetess, he would know her when he saw her. After months of scouting, his despair had grown at the impossibility of the task. No woman drew him to her. There was no siren's call. He and his team of adept men and women had scoured the country, the world, yet there'd been no pool, anywhere. In frustration, he'd bid his squad to remain behind today. He needed to clear his head, logging the 30 miles to the peaks of the Shenandoah Mountains alone in order to lose himself in the beauty Earth offered through the breathtaking vistas of Skyline Drive. He rarely transformed himself to his canine form since coming here, because the search for the woman had been all-consuming. There was simply no time allotted for fun or relaxation, the gift of peace offered by his shepherd counterpart. But he would quickly reach the point of explosion if he didn't release some of this pent-up anxiety. The future of his dimension rested on his weary shoulders, and the lack of progress toward his end goal was beyond frustrating. Spotting a pull-off with signs for the Appalachian Trail, he made a snap decision, yanking the steering wheel to the right. He smoothly cruised the old Jaguar into the nearest parking spot. He smiled to himself at the image of a dog driving a car with a cat emblem perched on the hood. Only he was aware of the irony, and it was one of his little inside jokes that, truth be told, had a lot to do with his choice in vehicle. He locked up and hiked a few hundred yards up the trail before ducking behind a tree and disrobing. In dog form, he had no need for clothing, but he'd definitely require his skivvies and other trappings to return to his car as a human. He hid his clothes and keys beneath a mountain laurel bush and quickly and painlessly transformed himself into his German Shepherd happier half. He broke away from the marked trail to save himself any interactions with humans who might peg him for a lost dog, picked up a deer trail, and sprinted full on through the mountains. Heaven's Gate! This was exactly what he needed to discharge some of that tension. After his wildly freeing initial release, he slowed down, loping and sniffing his way for well over 2 hours before tiring and turning reluctantly back toward the trail, his clothing, his car, and the resumption of his search. It was dusk when he finally reached his Jag and backed out of the spot. As he cruised toward the lot's exit, a woman stumbled from the woods and collapsed face first 20 feet in front of his car. He screeched to a halt, shock firing an all-cylinders adrenaline rush. But there was something more. Every cell in his body reached for her before he'd thought to even exit the auto. His brain, his heart, his mind, they all called to her, whispering of bonds and mating rituals and a shared future that was theirs, and theirs alone. A kick to the ribs lurched him from the dream, and the woman slipped away from him again.